In love with life, my soul lives the subtlest of passions, lives like a gypsy, each day a different house, each night under the stars. Define and narrow me, you starve yourself of yourself. Nail me down in a box of cold words. That box is your coffin. I do not know who I am. I'm in astounding, lucid confusion. I'm your own voice, echoing off the walls of God. Where have I come from? Where did you pick me up? The baby asked its mother. She answered, half crying, half laughing, and clasping the baby to her breast. You were hidden in my heart as its desire, my darling. You were in the dolls of my childhood games. And when, with clay, I made the image of my God every morning, I made and unmade you then. You were enshrined with our household deity. In his worship, I worshipped you. In all my hopes and my loves and my life, in the life of my mother you have lived. In the lap of the deathless spirit who rules our home, you have been nursed for ages. When in girlhood, my heart was opening its petals, you hovered as a fragrance about it. Your tender softness bloomed in my youthful limbs, like a glow in the sky before the sunrise. Heaven's first darling, twin-born with the morning light, you have floated down the stream of the world's life, and at last you have stranded on my heart. As I gaze on your face, mystery overwhelms me. You who belong to all have become mine. For fear of losing you, I hold you tight to my breast. What magic has snared the world's treasure in these slender arms of mine. Let the waters settle. You will see stars and moon mirrored in your being. Wherever you are and in every circumstance, try always to be a lover and a passionate lover. Once you have possessed love, you will remain a lover in the tomb, on the day of resurrection, in paradise. And forever, if you have not been a lover, count not your life as lived. On the day of reckoning, it will not be counted. We shall not cease from exploration, and the end of our exploring is to arrive at the place we started from and know the place for the first time. When in the morning I looked upon the light, I felt in a moment that I was no stranger in this world, that the inscrutable without name and form had taken me in its arms in the form of my own mother. Even so in death, the same unknown will appear as ever known to me. And because I love this life, I know I shall love death as well. The child cries out, when from the right breast the mother takes it away, in the very next moment to find in the left one its consolation. I know that the day will come when my sight of this earth shall be lost, and life will take its leave in silence, drawing the last curtain over my eyes. Yet stars will watch at night, and morning rise as before, and hours heave like sea waves, casting up pleasures and pains. When I think of this end of my moments, the barrier of the moments breaks, and by the light of death, I see your world with its careless treasures. Rare is its lowliest seat, rare is its meanest of lives, things that I longed for in vain, and things that I got, let them pass. Let me but truly possess the things that I ever spurned and overlooked. Behold the body born of dust, how perfect it has become. Why should you fear its end? When were you ever made less by dying? When you pass beyond this human form, no doubt you will become an angel and soar through the heavens. But don't stop there, even heavenly bodies grow old. Pass again from the heavenly realm and plunge into the vast ocean of consciousness. Let the drop of water become 100 mighty seas, but do not think that the drop alone becomes the ocean. The ocean too becomes the drop. And what if in your sleep you dreamed? And what if in your dream you went to heaven and there plucked a strange and beautiful flower? And what if when you awoke you had the flower in your hand? Oh, what then?